7:51, attorney at County Law Karen Conti joins us now to discuss the Jussie Smollett case going to the jury today. Karen, do you think jurors have their minds made up already?
Well, I think normally by the time the closing arguments come, the jurors really do have their minds made up. But in this case, I'm wondering because, you know, this was just such a strange case. The prosecution put on such a strong case for the hoax. And again, we're not in the courtroom, so it's hard to tell how credible Jussie Smollett was on the stand. But he seemed to poke a lot of holes in the case. And it's going to be up to the defense to argue reasonable doubt. And listen, if you can make that argument in a compelling way to say you might think Jussie Smollett did it, you might think he probably did it, but if you have a reasonable doubt, just one reasonable doubt about the story that those Ascendero brothers told, then you must acquit him. And I think from what I have heard and seen, you know, in the press, that they have really poked those holes. And you know, again, you're not sitting there, you have no idea how that's going to turn out.
Yeah, and like you said yesterday, it's not televised, so you can't see it. But the reports are, and Smollett testified for, I think, 2 hours yesterday, the reports were that he seemed to do pretty well on the stand. Was that your take?
Yes, and Dan Webb, I will say this over and over, I've worked with him. He's one of the best lawyers in the nation. I mean, he is a fabulous jury lawyer. I'm sure he did a good job, but it did seem like Jussie held his own, and he held up, and he was calm, and he got a little aggravated. And so, again, you know, remember O.J., when we all sat there and we thought we watched a lot of it on television, but when that verdict came down, most of us were shocked about it. But the journalists who were there every day in the courtroom for those 9 months watching the testimony, watching the jurors' reaction to the testimony, that was no surprise to them. They knew there was going to be an acquittal. So when you're in the courtroom watching it, it's a whole different thing.
Now we'll be waiting for a verdict. And what's the story now on the length of time? If the jury's out for a long time, what does that usually mean? And if it's quick, what does that usually mean?
You know what, there's like almost like urban legends about that if it's an acquittal, it's going to take longer. But, you know, again, and then there's a rule of thumb for every week of trial, it's 1 day of deliberation. I don't know why I feel that this is going to be a quick verdict. I think that, you know, the jurors are either going to buy what the Ascendero brothers, remember, there's no forensic evidence here, there's no video, there's no anything. So all of these pieces of testimony can go both ways, and the jury is either going to find reasonable doubt or not, and I just don't think it's going to take very long because there's not a lot of things to examine and go back and look at videotapes like we had in the Rittenhouse case.
Yeah, it's kind of like not he said, she said, but he said, they said in this case, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It does come down to that, and you see very few trials these days that don't have some semblance of forensic evidence or video evidence. And, you know, I there is a phenomenon among jury consultants that for people who watch all those true crime shows, because we all love those things, but jurors now want to see some definitive evidence. And when they don't see video, they don't see DNA, or they don't see something that's tangible, they tend to think, well, where is that evidence? And I can't convict without it.
There is a civil suit pending against Jussie Smollett. How will the criminal verdict affect that case?
Yes, the police are suing, the city is suing for the police, the cost of the police investigation. Now, if Jussie Smollett is acquitted, I believe they're going to still be able to go after him because the standard burden of proof is beyond a reasonable doubt. But in a civil case, if they prove that they can prove civilly that this was a hoax, they can still get money from him. However, Jussie can then reassert a counter-complaint against the police that has been dismissed, and that counter-complaint is a wrongful prosecution case. So if he wins his case, he can argue the police wrongfully prosecuted him and sue them back. So again, this is not the end of the line here.
All right, more to come. And it's Karen Conti, attorney at County Law. Thanks a lot, Karen. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.